How to find, hire, retain staff who will never leave.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So in 2019, I took a risk on a new gym business model. And that new gym business model was called the hybrid gym. And so hybrid gym model, what it was it allowed me to use my facility, my gym, to do in-person sales. But everything that we sold was purely online. And so this meant that I had no in-person training sessions. And what it allowed me to do is basically use the legitimacy of having a gym, but fulfilling a service that was new at the time, which was online training. And so while the business model was similar, it was also very, very different. And the biggest difference really was in staffing. So our in-person gym took us about 10 employees to run, most of those being part-time trainers, where the hybrid model, it only took 3 people. And one of those 3 positions was an administrative assistant. And so we actually had a really great administrative assistant. Her name was Courtney. And maybe she was too great because she kept on asking for raises. And it was the 4th time in her first year of employment that she asked me for a raise. And while I had given to her the first 3 times, the 4th one, I was denying it, right? And so she decided that she needed to make more money. And I decided that I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And so I reached out to my good buddy and fellow hybrid gym owner, Chad. And so I had told Chad the situation and he laughed at me. And he asked me like a really like nonchalant, simple question. He's like, dude, why don't you just hire a VA for that? And I said, what is a VA? Now, at that point, I had heard other gym owners talking about VAs, but I just never quite understood the concept of even what a VA was or what they did, or like, I had no idea. And so after he shared his experience with VAs with me, he also provided me with a training course that he had bought. And I dove into the course. I didn't really have, you know, much expectations to it. You know, it was a relatively cheap course. And I dove in. 3 hours later, I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened to me? Like, my life literally just changed. Like, I came out of that course knowing so much, so many nuances, so many details. So I was just like exposed to like a whole new world. I was like, how did I miss this for so freaking long? And it was literally how to find, hire, and retain a virtual assistant. And I was like, dude, this was so valuable. Like, I just felt called to give money to Chad. And so I'm like, bro, like, what's your Venmo? And I sent him $100. I was like, this is so good. I have to pay you for this. Like, it is that good. And so 2 weeks later, I hired my first VA. His name was Angel. And so Angel was a great VA, but it was my second VA that I hired, Jaya, that was a game changer. And so over the past 3 years, I've hired over 10 virtual assistants. And honestly, many of those are still on our team today. And most importantly, including Jaya. And so Jaya is a rock star. She was initially hired for our fitness business. And now she actually runs our customer service department in our cleaning business. And she actually oversees 2 other virtual assistants. One is on here. I think both of them are on here right now. So like, she's a rock star. She's an amazing human. And you know, the comment that was said to her in one of the daily huddles the other day was that like, she acts like this is her business, and there's something so powerful about that. And that's the culture that I just like, I'm so grateful for. And that's really what we're looking for. And every individual we bring on the team is like, treat this like your business, because you know what? It is your business. Right. And I think when you can actually say that as a business owner, that you're actually able to give a piece of the business to somebody else, it's like, it's so much more satisfying than trying to think that you have to do everything yourself. And so hiring VAs have not only cut the costs in the business dramatically, but it's decreased turnover in those office roles. And honestly, it's improved the efficiency like 10 times. And so this system is so freaking good. And I'm super excited to share it with you guys. So just out of curiosity, who wants access to the system? Like, raise your hand, put it in the chat. Like, this system is so freaking good. Man, I'm excited to share this with you guys. Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see it. Yeah. Yeah, cool. So this actually should be in there. I don't know why the slide got deleted, but there will be a link in here for sure. That is the VA hiring course that I put together. And man, it's literally step by step, exactly what you need to do. So let's actually kind of walk through it here. So here's what the funnel looks like. You're going to use a site called OnlineJobsPH. So this is the biggest network. It's the biggest, what I call a pond, where people are looking for jobs. So inside OnlineJobsPH, you can find virtual assistants. You can also find bookkeepers. You can find social media experts. You can find setters. You can find almost everything, right? And we have a full-time bookkeeper who we found through online jobs. We also have a social media manager we found through online jobs, PH. You can find personal assistants, virtual assistants. There's so many different things. So that's the website that you use. And then once you get an account set with online jobs, PH, then what you'll need to do is you'll need to do a VA job description. So this job description, to be really clear, like, you're going to advertise for a virtual assistant, even if the position your company you're looking for is a customer support person, or you're looking for a setter, or you're looking for like any other position that you want in your business, like, it's fine. But what you're going to advertise is a virtual assistant because it has the biggest reach. And ultimately, all you're looking for, again, going back to our concept we talked about in parameter number one, is you're just looking for attitude. You're looking for somebody who's hungry. You're looking for somebody who fits your culture, but also wants full time. Somebody who's hungry. Someone who wants to work for in an overseas company, someone who wants to work from home. And so you're going to advertise a virtual assistant job description. Okay. And so through that virtual job description, you're going to get a ton of applicants. Like, I usually have to turn this off after less than 24 hours. I usually get hundreds and hundreds of applications. And so I have a process that I use to be able to weed these people out, the people who are not good. And so, unlike when you interview Americans, you can actually do majority of the interviewing via email. And so I have a series of 10 questions that I ask people all via email. And through those questions, I can get a really good idea of their skill sets. I get a good idea of their values and what they're looking for, and see if this position even lines up for them. And if it works for us as well. And then if it does, then at that point, I will actually get on a Zoom call with them. Now, in the past, like, with the first probably 4 or 5 virtual assistants that I hired, I never even got on Zoom calls with them. I literally hired everybody just over email and over an offer letter. Now I like to get on calls with them, but you don't even have to. So it just depends on what you want to do. I do recommend now just getting on at least one Zoom call, so you can communicate with them. And again, if it's a position where they need to be able to talk and to communicate, you definitely need to hop on calls with them. But if they don't, if they're just, you know, behind the computer, doing task-based stuff, they don't need to be on camera. They don't need to talk. They don't need to like speak fluent English. Like, there's no reason to even get on a Zoom call outside if you just want to build a culture with them, right? And build a relationship with them. But that usually takes time. So after you decide that you want to hire them, then you send them an offer letter, right? And this offer letter is really, really good. And again, it sets clear expectations of what the position is, what the company, like what your company is, who they report to, the role, the position, the responsibilities. Again, it's like a similar version of the 4 R's, but it goes into a little more detail. And it talks about having paid time off. It talks about their holiday. So in the Philippines, they have different holidays to celebrate. And so again, this is on you to understand that. And basically what we do is we just give them all those days off, right? Talk about hours. Again, you got to understand there's a big time difference between their hours and our hours. They're a day ahead of us most of the time. How much money you're going to pay them, when you're going to pay them. Again, like, having really clear expectations for somebody who does live thousands of miles away, who also doesn't speak English as their first tongue, is super important. Okay, so this offer letter is so good. And we have a VA duties doc list, which is basically our SOPs that we have just for our virtual assistants. And again, it is super concise, to the point, and it's spelled out as clear as possible, because it has to be, right? In order for you to be able to manage an employee who again is far away, has got a different language than you do as their first language, like, you must be a really clear communicator. And so, ironically enough, the business owners who get frustrated with virtual assistants is because it's their lack of communication skills that frustrates them and leaves them wondering why that they can't get virtual assistants to stick. I promise you, it's not them. It is you. How to pay them. So I show you exactly how to pay them. And we use a service called Remitly. And the reason why we use Remitly is because it is for free for both us and for the virtual assistant. So there is no fees. There's no exchange fees as long as you're using a bank account. And I've never found another service out there that is free. So that's why we do it, because it allows us to pay the virtual assistant as much as we possibly can, which keeps them happy as well. And again, just really setting expectations. It's not just setting expectations when you hire them, but it's continuing to set expectations throughout the process. And that can be said for VAs, but also can be said for any sort of staff member, any sort of employees, that the more frequent you can set expectations, the happier your relationship is going to be. And so always communicating expectations. And if something is not right, confront it. Do it in a way that is productive, not finger pointing. And I promise you, your relationship with not just your virtual assistant, but any staff member will be so much better.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.